Rear window, that trombone shot, though.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Ooh.
What's up, dog?
It's great to be back. I was just here last week and the week before that and the week before that, but it's lovely to be back in the BFM studio.
With the sun at your back.
Real life. Feels good, doesn't it?
Feels like some kind of a team is getting back together.
Mm.
Some kind of a collection of individuals who muck in pursuing a common goal.
Kind of like the Chicago Bulls in the 90s?
Kind of like... Whoa. Just come on, man. There's so much more build-up to
I
go.
I thought he was referencing Egypt back in the day.
Building of the pyramids and all that.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, the Chicago Bulls. So I guess everyone in the world has been watching The Last Dance. Would that be correct?
I've watched it.
Sure. Or at least present company.
It is fantastic. Great soundtrack. Very compelling story. Michael Jordan is a bit of a villain.
What?
But
he's the best in the world. He loves to do whatever he wants. He's a total freak.
He's a bit of a psycho, but...
I mean, if you
he's an elite athlete.
If for some reason you're not aware of what we're talking about, this is the 10-part ESPN documentary series that's playing on Netflix here. Chronicles the history of the Chicago Bulls, and particularly uses a whole bunch of previously unused footage from the 97-98 season. Yes, Michael Jordan does come across as a bit of a raving psychopath, but the last two episodes of the season came out this week, and... As someone who wasn't a basketball watcher, it's recruited me. So job done, ESPN. You've spent your money wisely to get me to watch basketball in the future.
You're welcome, Steve.
How much sort of sway do you think Michael Jordan would have had over the final product? Do you think he was calling the shots on it?
Well, there's people grumbling like
he got Rodman down there, didn't he?
The participation in the show is quite good, but he literally has the last word on every participant. Mm. So you see multiple times in the series that he's asked to respond to things that people have said, and that's not just a great narrative device to get him to, dismissively wave away any points raised and just be Michael Jordan about it, but it's actually because he did require for his to sign off on that footage being used and his involvement that he did have the last word. Other interesting thing is the place that he's shot doing his interviews isn't his house. It's just some house that they rented to put him in.
MTV Cribs all over again.
Which I don't know when I watched Michael Jordan sitting there with his giant cigar and his whiskey glass that had like four or five fingers of whiskey in it. It's
now,
quite a butty.
Is it now Michael Jordan?
It's now Michael Jordan. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So he to release that footage, they had to get sign off on everyone that appeared in it, obviously. And I think he was sort of the heel dragger on that. Until recently, concerned about how he came across, and if you have seen this, you will know why. If you haven't, I mean, look, it's someone that followed the Bulls and their championship runs probably won't find a lot of surprises in the actual game footage, but it's a great insight, and it's very watchable. As you said, John, the soundtrack's freaking awesome.
Mm.
And I kind of smashed this a few episodes at a time. It's a very, very easy watch.
Yeah, very easy to do, at least two in a hit.
Also in the spirit of people coming together for a common purpose, the documentary Spaceship Earth has been screening on DocPlay. I think it came out a week or two ago. It tells a story of the experiment Biosphere 2, in which a whole bunch of scientists got sealed up for a two-year biosphere experiment to basically demonstrate like how you could colonize space or travel on a starship with a whole ecosystem self-contained and living, or even set up a colony somewhere. You might be familiar with the movie Biodome starring Paulie Shaw, which strongly riffs on the same idea.
Sounds like the Endgame is kind of Interstellar-esque.
The Endgame was definitely about escaping Earth.
On like a cylindrical thing that spins around and making its own gravity?
I mean, hey, let's not be tied down to mere physics, my friend.
Okay.
Pop that thing through a wormhole.
I'm going to have a look for the a little bit of audio from Biodome.
So how closely does the Paulie Shaw film mirror the documentary?
Shaved dogs, all sorts of stuff.
No, there's no Kylie Minogue in this film. There's no actor who made a shocking conversion to Christianity and became a massive right-winger.
You know what I like about Paulie Shaw? So zany.
That was like Stephen Baldwin I was talking about. But,
yeah, sorry, Matt.
On the weekend, Pauly Shore was interviewed by the director of Spaceship Earth on an online chat, which you can watch on YouTube, which kind of like ties the whole thing together. I thought that they're going to be having a talk about Spaceship Earth, the documentary, the important factual information, but actually the director of Spaceship Earth just asked Pauly Shore heaps of questions about Biodome, which was probably a bit of a watch, actually. Anyway, the doco is fascinating, not least of all because it's not really a scientific experiment, but it comes out of this group of people who came together in the 60s in this kind of counterculture collectivism and started, instead of getting together, hanging out, doing heaps of drugs, they'd come together, hang out, and take on these intellectual, world-changing projects. Like, these things happened all around the planet and then kind of culminate in this biosphere project. And as well as being these kind of intellectuals who came together in the 60s, they had a real theatrical bent. They formed a theatre company. Mm. The sort of charismatic, culty leader of the group was dead set on this. So there's a sort of weird sort of performance thing that's underpinning Biosphere 2 in a way. Think about how, I remember everyone kind of going into this big, shiny building in the 90s, and they all had like very kind of Star Trek-y uniforms. Like the aesthetic of it was very important. And then watch this thing and go, oh, it's not really a surprise to that. It's because it kind of was a big show that we were watching. Mm. And then as some controversies rolled through Biosphere, you start to think that maybe it's not quite so scientific after all. Anyway, you can check it out yourself on DocPlay. And look, the last group coming together thing we'll mention today, a few weeks ago I mentioned Academy On Demand, Academy Cinema's On Demand service. One of the cool things they've done there is they had a $5 night at the cinema, and they've replicated that on their streaming service. So they choose a few things each week that you can watch for $5 on a Wednesday, which happens to be today. One of those films that I caught recently is called VFW. It's a grotty, R-rated, ultra-violent, grotty and maybe a bit grody as well. Well, there's a lot of dudes in that. There's a lot of... VFW is the American equivalent of the RSA, so it stands for Veterans of Foreign Wars, and so there's a lot of VFW bars, just like we have RSAs here. So there's a bunch of old-timers, folks like Fred the Hammer Williamson, William Sadler, like familiar faces from films right through from the 70s to today, hanging out, having some beers, and then a kid rips off a local drug dealer, comes into the bar with their shit, and then they have to repel what is, I think, like a good, like, gruesome hour of decapitations and shootings and choppings and punchings and stabbings as these drugged-up gang fucks come and get their stuff back.
Actually sounds pretty good.
It's real good. It's very video store rental. The premise is very...
Drugstore gang fuck-ups, yeah.
The premise is very John Carpenter. The aesthetic is very kind of grody 80s. It's a good time. $5 well spent, I reckon.
Excellent.
$5 is cheap.
It is. It's like RSA prices. Oh, hang on.
Steve.
Good vibes.
Thank you very much.
I'll bloody see you in person next week. Again.
Awesome.
Donkey.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.